Jesus wept, but do you know why? By John Bloom. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from John 11:35. Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible is John 11:35. Jesus wept. But for all its grammatical simplicity, it's packed with unfathomable complexity. Jesus wept after speaking with Lazarus' grieving sisters, Mary and Martha, and seeing all the mourners. That seems natural enough. Most of us would have wept too, except that Jesus had come to Bethany to raise Lazarus from the dead. So one would think that Jesus would be a confident, joyful calm in the storm of sorrow. But he was greatly troubled, John 11:33, and he wept. But why? Here are four possible reasons why Jesus was weeping and troubled. First, Jesus wept out of compassion. One reason is simply the deep compassion that Jesus felt for those who were suffering. It is true that by not speaking healing from a distance, or by his delay in coming, John 11:6, he had let Lazarus die. Even though Jesus always chooses what will ultimately bring his Father the most glory, John 11:4, and sometimes, as in this case, it requires affliction and grief, he does not take delight in the affliction and its grief itself. No, Jesus is sympathetic, Hebrews 4:15. And we get a glimpse of how the Father feels over the affliction and grief his children experience. Number two, Jesus wept over the wages of sin. Another reason Jesus wept was over the calamity of sin. As God, the Son, who had come into the world to destroy the devil's work, 1 John 3:8, Jesus was about to deliver death its death blow. 1 Corinthians 15:26. But sin grieves God deeply, and so do the wages of sin, death. Romans 6:23. And ever since the fall of Adam and Eve, he had endured sin's horrific destruction. Death had taken Lazarus, and it would take him again before it was all over. Tears of anger and longing were mixed with Jesus' tears of grief. Number three, Jesus wept because he knew the sacrifice. A third reason for weeping was the cost that he was about to pay to purchase not only Lazarus's short-term resurrection, but his everlasting life. The cross was just days away, and no one really knew the inner distress Jesus was experiencing. Luke 12:50. Jesus, who had never known sin, was about to become Lazarus's sin and the sin of all who had or would believe in him. He was looking into the joy that was set before him, Hebrews 12:2, but the reality of what lay between was weighing heavily. Number four, Jesus wept because he knew the accusations. A fourth possible reason for Jesus' tears was that he knew that raising Lazarus would actually cause the religious leaders to finally take action to put him to death. John 11:45-53. If Jesus had any struggle that day, would not have been whether his Father would answer, but what would result when his Father did answer. Giving Lazarus life was sealing Jesus' own death. Just these few reasons for Jesus' weeping at Lazarus' tomb gives us a glimpse into how God views our suffering and death. His reasons for not sparing us these things are righteous and glorious, but in them he is full of compassion. Psalms 103:13. He hates the calamity sin brings, and he himself has suffered more than we will ever, ever know, in order to pay the full cost of our eternal resurrection.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse. a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.